energy and productivity kind of feel like the elusive great white whale of early motherhood, right? Like, we all want more energy. We all want to be more productive. That's like the thing that we're all chasing, and we can't seem to ever figure it out. And honestly, I'm 5 years into motherhood now, and I can tell you that it won't ever be perfect. And every day won't be a super energetic, productive day. But today I want to share with you three foundational habits that have really revolutionized and changed my life. And they're things that you can start forming now, habits that you can start forming now that will improve your productivity in a grace-based and sustainable way. Because that's the thing about like productivity hacks and tips and stuff, is that a lot of times they're not really sustainable for moms. They're not sustainable for us in this season. They're not always practical, you know, when we are up late with babies or up in the middle of the night or in the newborn season, you know, whatever your life may look like. A lot of the time, the productivity tips that we see, you know, on social media or whatever, they're not always the most practical. And so I just want to share with you three things that really helped me and have been really foundational for me, and they're habits that you can start forming too. So let's get into it. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together.
Are you concerned your child's current education won't give them the skills necessary to succeed in any area of life? Consider homeschooling with Classical Conversations. By applying the classical Christian model of education, the Classical Conversations curriculum encourages students to learn how to learn and how to think for themselves so they can adapt to every challenge life throws at them. Join the over 50,000 families in 50 countries who have chosen to educate their children with Classical Conversations by visiting classicalconversations.com/joy.
So I want to start off by saying I am not an achiever personality type. Like I know that I will never ever be someone who struggles from burnout because I'm working too hard. Like, that's just not my personality at all. I actually really swing towards laziness. And I think that this is something that I don't really see people talk about. But there's, you know, kind of two sides of the pendulum swing. And so there's the people who, you know, work hard to a fault. But then I think there's also those of us that rest hard to a fault. And, you know, we're called to be somewhere in the middle. Like, we're called to work hard. That's in the Bible over and over again. But we're also called to rest. And so I'm not an achiever type. If you are into the Enneagram, which I'm kind of iffy about the Enneagram. Like, I don't let it define me. Like, it's cool, but I don't really pay too much attention to it. There was a season where I did, but now I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. But anyways, if you're into the Enneagram, I'm a 9 on the Enneagram. And so the 9 is like known for like napping and loving sleep and loving rest and loving like being chill. And so that's always been me. And I have to be really, because of this, I have to be really diligent with my habits and my routines to see productivity in my life. Because it's just not something that I do naturally, but I have seen the benefit when I am consistent with my, you know, easy habits, when I'm consistent and I stick to my routine. Like, I do feel so much better when I'm being productive and when I'm seeing productivity in my life. And creating the systems, it actually comes easy to me. Like, I can create the systems all day long, but implementing them does not come easy. And so I just want to share, that's why I felt like it's time to share some, you know, energy and productivity things with you, because I can come at it from a place of like, this is not my natural stance. This is not something that comes naturally to me. So like, I'm in it with you. If you are also someone who struggles to stick to habits or struggles to stick to routines, I'm here with you. And so we can, you know, work on this together. And I'm not coming at this I'm never, ever coming at you or coming on this podcast to talk to you from like an expert point of view, but just as your friend to say, hey, this is what's working for me. So I want to give you three easy habits that have really been foundational for me, that you can do every day that are easy and that you will see improve your productivity like right away. So the first one is preparing for the day ahead the night before. So your like a good morning, a good day, I really believe starts the night before. And I've tried planning in time blocks. I've tried planning hour by hour, you know, like writing out my day hour by hour or like in time blocks, but it just doesn't work for me in this season of life because there is a lot of unpredictability and I like that. I like to have an overarching routine, but then be able to have flexibility in the different pockets of our day. And so with young kids, that just works for us right now. And I have found that it just kind of stressed me out when I tried to stick to a really rigid plan. So I wouldn't worry too much about planning your day, so to speak, if that feels stressful. If you like love a plan and you're like, planning gives me life and it gives me peace, then plan your day. Like the night before, plan your whole day. Like that is awesome. But what I do is I focus on preparing for my day ahead. Like I said, a good day starts the night before. So what can you do? This is a question that I ask myself a lot. What can I do now that future me will thank me for? And I do like ask my husband and he'll tell you, like, I'm always like, thanks, past Jenna, future you, present you is thanking you. And so what can you do for future you that will future you will thank you for? So for me, one of those things is committing to the closing shift, which is, you know, getting the kitchen clean, getting the dishes done, getting the dishwasher running, getting the kitchen countertops cleared off and stuff put away and decluttered, you know, floors swept, main areas tidy, like preparing our home for the next day, closing the mess of this day, getting rid of the mess of this day. We're done with this day, whether it was an awesome day or it was a rough day, we're putting it away. We're closing it and we're preparing for the day ahead. And I know that that can feel overwhelming, but I just want to say, get the whole family involved. Like this does not have to be something that waits until the kids are in bed to do it all. Like you don't have to let everything pile up. And then when the kids are in bed, then you start cleaning. Like this is something that our whole family does. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because I don't want our kids to just every day go to bed with a mess and then wake up to a clean house. I want them to see that it takes work and it takes discipline to keep our home clean. And we are all responsible for the home that we live in. And we all like a tidy, clean home. And so we all have a part to play. And so we usually make it like a fun competition, me in the kitchen versus everyone else tidying the main areas. And I like will set a timer and I'll, you know, I'll say, can I finish the dishes before you guys get, you know, the living room cleaned up or whatever it is. And they love that. They love to compete. And so we usually do it that way to make it fun. But I just can't stress enough, like, get your home ready for the next day before you go to bed. And I know that there's days when it just feels impossible. It feels like I just need to go to bed. And what I do on those days is I will say, okay, I'm going to set a timer for whatever, 7 minutes. And I'm going to start the dishes. I'm going to do dishes for 7 minutes. And if that, when that timer beeps, I'm still exhausted and I still feel like this isn't worth it to clean and get everything ready for the next day, then I'm going to say, okay, and I'm going to go to bed and it'll be there tomorrow and it'll be fine. So that's a way to kind of approach it with a grace focused, a grace-based way is like, you're not beating yourself up. You're not running yourself dry, but just, you know, if you feel exhausted, because a lot of times it's more exhausting in our mind than it actually is physically to do. Like, the mess looks bigger than it is, but really it only takes 10 minutes to clean up, right? And so when we say, okay, I'm just going to get 7 minutes, what happens most of the time is when that 7 minute timer beeps, we're like 4 dishes away from being done, or, you know, whatever it is. And so we're like, okay, I can finish. Like, this is not that big of a deal. This didn't take me that long. It was definitely a bigger task in my head, and I made it seem bigger than it actually was. And so that's why I like to, with myself, just say, okay, 7 minutes. If that timer goes off at 7 minutes and I'm still like, this is exhausting. I feel exhausted. There's still so much to do. And I just feel like I'm so done and I'm so spent and I'm so burnt out from the day. Then yeah, have grace for yourself and put it away and go to bed. Like, that's okay too. So get that closing shift done, prepare for the day ahead the night before. And then once that closing shift is done, take some time to get your to-do list for the day ahead started. And we'll talk more about this in a bit. So stay tuned, because I'm going to talk about to-do lists and I'm going to give you an unpopular opinion about to-do lists. So that's number one, prepare for the day ahead the night before. Number two, and this is going to feel like, what is this doing in an energy and productivity episode? But number two, something that I've recently learned, and I am still learning, is prioritize nutrition and nourishment. I am no health expert, but as someone who has been chronically tired for pretty much my whole life, I can tell you that prioritizing nutrition has changed my life. Specifically, focusing on eating enough of the right foods. And I probably need someone to, I probably need to have a guest come on and like really talk through this. I've had some people on before, but it's probably time to have another guest talk about nourishment and all the things. But one thing that I'm focusing on is eating 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal paired with a healthy carb. And I know that it feels like you don't have time. I know that it feels like you only have time to eat your kids' scraps, but honestly, you don't have time not to. Like, as somebody who, I was the one just eating like leftover chicken nuggets and, you know, sandwich crusts and like coffee for breakfast and just like surviving throughout the day. That also led me to feeling so sluggish and tired by the time 2-3 o'clock rolls around and like unable to function and like too tired to make dinner and too tired to get that closing shift done. Like, the end of the day comes and I'm just spent because I didn't nourish myself. Like, we should have energy throughout the day to do the tasks at hand, to do our job, as moms. Like, it's common to be burnt out and to not have energy and to be exhausted, but it's not normal. Like, our bodies need nourishment. And again, I'm not a health expert, but I am a mom who has gone through this and been on both sides. And now that I am finally learning and realizing what nourishment and nutrition and eating enough food does for my body, like, right now I just looked at the clock on my laptop. It's 2:17 p.m. as I'm recording this podcast for you. And I will tell you that most days before I really started prioritizing nutrition, most days at 2:17 p.m., you would find me on the couch because I literally felt like I couldn't keep my eyes open. Like, I literally felt like I could not function. I was so tired. And I, for a long time, thought that there was like something actually wrong with me. But since I've started really just prioritizing nutrition and nourishing my body, I'm like, oh, the thing wrong with me was I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't eating enough of the right foods. I wasn't filling my body with what it needed to sustain and to function and to thrive. And so if you want more productivity, if you want more energy, start making the time to take care of yourself, to feed yourself. Not just leftovers, not just little bits here and there, not just little empty carb snacks that are just gonna make you more hungry, but fuel your body with the right food. It really doesn't take that much time once you learn the right foods to eat. It really doesn't take that much time. And honestly, like, just as your friend, as someone who feels like I feel like you guys are my sisters. I feel like I love you guys so much. Love yourself enough to prioritize your nutrition. Love yourself enough to remember to eat. Like, it is so worth it to have the energy all day long to do all the things with your kids and to love them and to take care of your home and to cook a thoughtful dinner. Like, to have the energy to do that is so incredible. And so if you've been struggling, like, take note. For a long time, I actually tracked my macros, not to count calories or anything like that, but just to see how much food I was eating and to make sure that I was getting enough and enough of the right stuff, and so that I could have an idea of, like, portion size and how many, you know, snacks and meals I needed to eat throughout the day. And so that was really helpful for me. So maybe you need to do something like that for a little while. Track, not to restrict or to count or to anything like that, but just to make sure you're getting enough. It can be a really helpful tool. But anyways, prioritizing nutrition and nourishment is so, so, so vital for us as moms. I know it's really popular, like, the whole burnt out, tired mom is, like, really common, and it's like this ongoing joke that, like, oh, we just eat sandwich crusts and leftover food and we just, like, eat the leftovers on our kids' plates. But, like, no, let's be moms that love ourselves and love our kids and love our homes and love our families enough to prioritize our health. Like, your health does not need to be sacrificed. Like, there's a lot of sacrifices that we make as moms. Your health should not be one of them. Like, it is important, and it is worth taking the time, taking the extra time out of your day to make food for yourself and to eat. And I really think, since I've gone on a whole spiel about this, I really think that we're going to talk more about this, and I'm going to try to find someone to bring on to just chat with us more. But prioritize nutrition and nourishment. It's really, really important. Okay, number three. And this is the big one. We talked about this a little bit ago. I told you that I was going to give you some unpopular opinions on your to-do list. So number three is ditch your to-do list and start using done lists. Okay, so you're not going to ditch your to-do list completely, but I'm going to walk you through how I organize my task list without getting overwhelmed. I've really been just trying to find, like, non-overwhelming, really grace-based ways to approach productivity. And this one has been one of my favorites. So step one, at the beginning of the week, usually on Sunday for me, I create a master to-do list with using, like, the bulleted list in the Notes app in your phone. I create a master to-do list and I organize it usually by, like, home, work, and then, like, weekly tasks. And, like, weekly tasks are, like, the home stuff, the things that happen every single week. And then step two, I'll get a notebook or a journal or something that's just a blank, like, I have just have a blank lined journal that I use daily. The cuter, the better. It'll make you want to use it. Mine has pink pages and I love it and it makes me happy. So when you're prepping for your day ahead, so, like, you know, after your closing shift, the night before, you're prepping for your day ahead, you're going to choose three tasks from your master to-do list, the one that you have in your phone, and then you're going to set those as your big three for the day. And those are your only to-dos that you're writing down. On the rest of the page, you're going to make a done list, writing down the tasks that you do as you complete them. This eliminates the overwhelm from a lofty to-do list and allows you to track how you're using your time. And it's kind of a fun, if you use a journal, it's kind of a fun thing to, like, have every day. It's like a ledger of your day. And so then I feel like in 10, 20, 30 years, like, and I find this journal in a box or something, I can look back at how I was spending my days with when my kids were, you know, 5, 3, and 1. And I just think that's so special because I write down everything. And I think you should do this too. Write down everything, like, you know, play outside, play with, like, today, some of the things on my list are, like, you know, fold kids' clothes, play outside, play with the boys. Like, just I write down everything because that helps me. That'll help you track your day and write down what you're getting done. So you can always choose to complete more tasks from your master list, because remember, we have that master list in our phone that we created for the whole week. So you can choose more beyond your big three, but those will go on your done list, and then you can just check them off from your master list in your phone. So I hope that makes sense. So you make your master list at the beginning of the week with, you know, you can categorize it however you want. You can do like school if you have school-age kids. You can do school stuff, work, home, you know, however personal, however you want, whatever categories you want to use. And you just kind of brain dump any tasks or to-dos that you need to get done. Whether they're things that happen every week or things that are specific to this week, you just brain dump as many things. And then you can always add, like, I will add throughout the week as things pop into my head, I'll add them to the master list. And then when I go to create the list the night before for the next day, I can pick and choose, because each day, we talked about this, each day looks different a lot of times. And, or maybe we're like, who knows, maybe we're having a busier day than normal. There's something different going on. Then we can adjust our list and focus our big three on just the most important things for that day. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that these are helpful to you. So I'm going to go over them one more time. Number one is prepare for the day ahead the night before. So this is, you know, getting your closing shift done, getting that journal out and starting that big three list. You know, just really preparing your home, which prepares your heart for the next day coming. Number two is prioritizing nutrition and nourishment. One of the best ways to have energy to be productive is to give our bodies the fuel that it needs, eating the right foods, eating enough of the right foods throughout the day, not just, you know, having coffee for breakfast and then snacking on little things until dinner time, but actually eating enough of the right foods throughout the whole day. And then number three, ditching your to-do list and using done lists. So that's it. These three habits are really foundational for me, and they have been so key to seeing consistent productivity in my life without getting burnt out. So your challenge is to try them for 30 days, and you'll see what I mean. I am so excited for you guys to try these, and I'm so excited to hear what you think about done lists and, you know, closing shifts and all the things. And I just really hope that these three habits are helpful for you. So I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister, and I pray that you would just bless her home. Lord, I pray that you would be with her as she maybe is in a season where she's struggling. Maybe she feels like all of these things just feel so unattainable. Maybe she feels like, you know, energy and productivity are the last things on her mind. Lord, I pray that you would just give her a renewed sense of hope. You would give her a renewed a refreshing of her soul, Lord, that a supernatural energy would come from within, Lord, that she would get energy from her joy, God, that you would renew the joy of homemaking that, that you placed in her heart, and Lord, I thank you for her. I pray that you would bless her home, bless her kids, bless her family, and bless her and her role as mother, Lord, that she would always know how seen she is by you, how loved she is by you. And I just thank you for her, and I pray that your hand would be on her and you would be with her, beside her, all around her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.